Breaking rules when necessary. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We are on 103.9 WYAB. This segment is going to be brought to you by Mack Hike of Flowood Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Get right out there at 4000 Lakeland Drive. You know where they're at. They're right there at Airport Road. If you're looking for a Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or quality pre-owned vehicle, go see my crew over there at Mack Hike of Flowood. They can get just about anybody financed too. Look, they got some of the best finance guys in the city over there. If you are, if you, your credit's hit a pothole, your credit hit a Jackson size pothole, go see them, man. That does not rule you out from being able to purchase a car. They got Abe Morris over there. He's one of the best finance guys in the city. They got Corey McDonald, Brendan, Hunter, and Parker all over there, man. Great guys. They will get you rolling. And you can shop them online, MackHikeCDJRF.com. And the MackHike, speaking of MackHike, the MackHike of Flowood phone line is open here at the studio, 601-879-0002. I got a text on the Guns and Gear text line this morning before I even left the house. And this is from a black Jackson citizen, and he sent me this, and I really appreciate these kind of texts. I do. It says, state of Mississippi should conduct a study on the feasibility of splitting up Jackson into two cities. As one big city, we are constantly on the decline, except for murder and failing schools. What we are satisfied with from educating our children, other districts look down to as motivation to improve. It is like being happy with your child's C minus, yet you know he is capable of making a B plus. Crime, terrible roads, and worse water are our greatest achievements. We are number one in the state in all three categories, have been for years. Does anyone see any of the three things improving in the near future? Mm-mm. Our political leaders don't want to chase criminals, yet they think crime will go down. They want to blame guns, yet never mention absent fathers, yet they think crime will go down. Jacksonians are constantly suffering at every turn, yet we habitually elect leaders with the same mentality. Maybe the other half will take notes. By the way, I'm a black man, not that common sense prefers a color. That's the first thing I read when I woke up this morning. He sent me that at 5:56 a.m. And I don't know his name, but I greatly appreciate that text. And I think that's what you're starting to see a lot of. Somebody sent me a screenshot last night of a conversation within the Nextdoor app, you know, which is your local kind of community version of Facebook. And it is from what I assume. Look, I'm not going to say the guy's name because I don't want to speak for him. But it's from what I assume is a white liberal. And I want to read this real quick, too, because – and I joked around. I said, you know, in life, you either die young enough to be a hero or live long enough to become a villain. I believe I have now lived long enough that white liberals in Jackson agree with me about Jackson. And that is saying something, because we are not on the same page about anything. But this is from the Nextdoor app on Facebook last night. I think this is very telling. It says, at some point, we must look at the state of affairs in the city of Jackson and be honest with ourselves. It isn't working. The city is literally falling apart at the seams. Violent crime is an all-time high with 81 murders. Obviously, this is a couple of days old, maybe a day old. It's 84 now. Let's get it right. With 84 murders as of yesterday, we could have had additional at this point. You did. There is no trash collection vendor. The only reason our trash is being collected is because some company is basically doing it for free. We are under yet another boil water notice imposed by the state of Mississippi. We literally just ended one not even a month ago. It was actually 2 weeks ago. The roads in the city are the worst I've seen. The Jackson Police Department is falling apart, and the Capitol Police is about who is going to respond to calls within the CID. It's falling apart and fighting with the Capitol Police about who is going to respond to calls in the CID. CCIB. We did I'm sorry. We still have no misdemeanor holding facility for the city because of fighting between the city and the county. Our county jail is about to be taken over by the federal government. It says the fundamental facts are that safety, health, and peace of the citizens within the city of Jackson are in danger. We must be on high alert, going from one place to another, including in and out of our homes, because we are at extreme risk of becoming a victim of violent crimes. Our basic sanitation needs are in danger. Our vehicles are being destroyed on Jackson streets. The problem is that we have too many egos in City Hall and at Hinds County. When you become an elected official, you're elected as a servant to the people. It's not about you. I learned this the hard way serving on many boards. You sometimes must make a decision, often not being the decision you wanted, to continue with the business you were tasked to handle. The bottom line is that politicians have an ego issue. This applies to the city, county, state, and federal elected officials. Stop beating on your chest trying to see what you can make the most noise because you didn't get your way. Start trying to work together instead of getting on the news blasting each other and causing a scene in public meetings. This is not a Democrat versus Republican issue. We have Democrats fighting with Democrats and Republicans fighting with Republicans. Enough is enough. Either get it together or get out of office, because we are all tired of the nonsense. We must start pushing back against the elected officials of the city and county with extreme pressure. We must require these officials to do their job or find a way to remove them. And he said that post was up for discussion. Yeah, I agree 100%. I don't necessarily know that it's a Republican versus Republican in the city of Jackson or Hinds County, but I get the point. He's trying to spread the blame a little bit there. Jackson is falling apart. I went to the wildlife extravaganza in Pearl twice over the weekend. I went Friday afternoon, then I went back Saturday. I had a blast. What a great event. I mean, to come from the drama they had a couple years ago, I think they had it last year at the refuge, and to find what I believe is going to be its new permanent home there at the Clyde Muse Center in Pearl. They did over 12,000 people over the weekend. That is awesome. So looking forward to seeing what Jake Windham and the city of Pearl do, you know, and the staff at Hinds were able to do with that. But anyway, I say all that to say this. I ran into a lady. They recognized me. I had my Clay Edwards Show shirt on. I made it a little easy. And they were talking to me about the Save Jackson stuff and thanking me for what I do and this, that, and the other. I don't know what I do. I just sit on here and tell the truth. And I guess that is a rare commodity nowadays outside of WYAB. But she says, you know, she's like, me and my husband want to move back to Jackson. Or she wants to move back to Jackson, to central Mississippi, from down in the Natchez area. She's like, my husband wants to move to Madison, but I want to move to Jackson and get in the fight. I was like, don't do it. She's like, but people have to, you know, you can't win. I'm like, there's too many things out of your control. You can go buy a nice house in East River. You can do your part. I mean, you can be a one woman or one man army, but you're not going to get anything done. There's no water. The infrastructure is shot. That is the problem. At the end of the day, you can, everything else, you can tweak and twist and smoke and mirrors and hide. The water and the infrastructure, nobody's going to be able to come here if they can't reach across the aisle from a political standpoint and get some money for Jackson and get it done. If Benny Thompson and Chakwe can't get the money from a three-headed Democrat monster controlling Washington, D.C. right now, nobody can. I mean, look, y'all know how I feel about Jackson, Mississippi, and its current leaders, but Jackson is still, will always be my home, whether I'm living there or not. Secretly, I am pulling for them to get the money to save Jackson. I don't want to see Jackson fail. If they're going to send the money over to Ukraine and all these other stupid projects, we can fix Jackson's water and get some money for infrastructure. If they can't get it from Joe Biden and this administration, where are they? They're never going to get it. Never. gonna get it. I love the that is two great texts that I read this morning. I'm gonna get to the Jeff Good stuff in the next segment. It just I like reading real stuff like that from people. Those are concerned citizens that don't necessarily check the box of a fan of Clay Edwards per se. They don't fit the profile. So I really like reading that kind of stuff because they're saying what I'm saying. But they're not saying it as angrily as I'm saying it. It really is time for Jackson to be divided up. I think the CCIB is the start of that. I think at some point they should have a different mayor, different council, different everything. And then I think some of these areas, let's use like west parts of West Highway 80. I'm sorry, not Highway 80, Highway 18, going out towards Raymond. That should be given back to the county, or let Clinton annex it if it so chooses. Let Raymond even annex some of that. You know, from say Raymond Road, Spring Ridge Road up. Well, I'm not Raymond Road, Spring Ridge Road up. Jackson doesn't need that. Jackson doesn't need what it annexed out in Byram from my parents' neighborhood. I think this is a better example. That Forest Hill Road corridor, Brookley Hills, Brookwood Country Club, Raintree, all those neighborhoods. Jackson doesn't need that. I don't know if you've been down Forest Hill Road lately. They can't even keep the trees trimmed. Or at least last time I rode down, they weren't. So if it's been done in the last month or so, my apologies. It doesn't matter. They can't maintain that. It is time to look at lowering the footprint in the city of Jackson and breaking it up into some smaller cities, or letting the cities around it consolidate, swallow it up, one or the other. Look, here is here's a couple texts on the Guns and Gear text line before we go to the break. Let's see here. It says, you're assuming that DA charged the people that they arrest because they didn't fit the narrative like Floyd did. Call for mass exodus from Jackson. Let the tax base collapse, then rebuild. Yeah, I don't know what the other two things were about, but the mass exodus from Jackson. Well, there's been a mass exodus, and it continues, and the tax base has collapsed. But at what point is it enough? At what point do people say, I can't take no more? I mean, the state is going to have to step in somehow, some way. I don't know how that works. I'm not a legal scholar. You know, we'll find out. But where is rock bottom? If this ain't it, where is it at? And from the gentleman who sent the text earlier, he replied back. He said, Lumumba might have gotten the money to help Jackson years ago, but he refused to speak with the banker, Trump. That'll be one of the greatest unknowns, won't it? I believe Trump would have done anything. Trump would have danced for y'all, boy. He would have danced. He wanted black people to like him so badly that he would do anything for black folks. But the Democrat black folks were so adamant on, he's a racist. We can't work with a racist. He was at the opening of a civil rights museum, for God's sake. Anyway, coulda, shoulda, woulda. All right, you're listening to The Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. as The Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.